Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I'm Steve Ashley, and today's show features popular music that was copyrighted in 1938. George Wright opens the show with Oh Mama, the Butcher Boy, a track from a recent band release live in concert at the Portland Organ Grinder. The Wurlitzer in the Organ Grinder Restaurant, Portland, Oregon, from a 1976 concert by George Wright, edited and mastered by yours truly on behalf of Banda Records in San Francisco. That's one of 29 music tracks on two CDs, complete with George's announcements. 1938 was a great year for Rodgers and Hart songs, with two hit shows to their names, I Married an Angel and The Boys from Syracuse. The former had two lasting songs, the title music and this, Spring Is Here, played now by Bill Floyd on the Wurlitzer of the Paramount Theatre, New York, in 1957.
Thank you.
This Can't Be Love, from the other 1938 Rodgers and Hart stage musical, The Boys from Syracuse. That was Jelani Ellington, recorded in concert at the now-defunct Pipe Organ Extravaganza series that ran over Easter weekends in Joliet, Illinois, from 1996 to 2012. The organ is a sizable Barton, mostly original, and the weekends also featured two other large instruments in the Chicago area. Over the Rainbow, often mistakenly titled Somewhere Over the Rainbow, was composed in 1938, but not heard in public until the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz, when, of course, it was sung by a very young Judy Garland. I have no less than 90 versions in my library, it being one of the most recorded songs on theatre pipes and electronics. This is Ronald Curz's take on the song, featuring one of his Comptons in his Paramount Music Works in Bolton, Lancashire. Over the Rainbow, Ronald Curtis at the Compton, released on a 1981 SeiDisc LP. Changing the mood to something in light classical vein, Pavane was composed in 1938 by American conductor, arranger and pianist Morton Gould. Morton also composed many Broadway scores, TV and film themes, and even some ballet scores. Here's Anne Leaf and the Wurlitzer from the Fisher Theatre Detroit, transplanted into the Senate Theatre in the early 1960s, with Pavane.
Thank you.
for Van, part of the American Symphonette No. 2 by Morten Gould, played by Anne Leaf. Cole Porter had very mixed success with stage musicals, especially after his crippling fall while horse riding in Locust Valley, New York, when his horse rolled on him, crushing his legs. The 1938 show Leave It to Me did, though, bring success. It introduced Get Out of Town and newcomer Mary Martin singing My Heart Belongs to Daddy, which John Seng recorded on the Wurlitzer that he built in the St. Mary of the Lake Seminary, Mundelein, Illinois.
Thank you.
Break the Good News, a popular song of 1938. That was Simon Gledhill and the Wurlitzer in the New Victoria Centre, Howden Le Weir, County Durham. That organ started life as a much smaller installation in the New Victoria Cinema, Bradford, which opened in 1930. The Wurlitzer was sold to the current owners, the North East Theatre Organ Association, in 1968, when the cinema interior was remodelled into several auditoriums. The next piece was actually copyrighted in 1937, but wasn't heard until the musical The Big Broadcast of 1938 opened in cinemas in that year. It was headlined by W.C. Fields, Martha Raye, Dorothy L'Amour, and a host of other Paramount stars, including Bob Hope and Shirley Ross, who introduced Thanks for the Memory. Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger's Thanks for the Memory. That glorious arrangement was by Ashley Miller, moonlighting as Kenneth Lane, playing the Wurlitzer in the Metropolitan Theatre, Boston, Massachusetts, on an LP that dates from 1960. I'm almost out of time, but before I go, I've just one last track to play. Reginald Dixon's medleys for the Rex label in the 1930s usually featured current pop tunes, and Dancing Time No. 4, released in 1939, was no exception, in that Love Makes the World Go Round and Change Partners were both hits from 1938. Being as war had just started, Reg left the Tower Ballroom to enlist and was temporarily replaced by Ina Barger. He continued recording, principally on Granada Wurlitzers in the south of England, with this release featuring the Clapham Junction Granada. Thank you. Reginald Dixon with Dancing Time No. 4, Part 1, Love Makes the World Go Round and Change Partners. Just a quick reminder about my website, hotpipes.eu, which I've recently revamped to make finding my archived half and one-hour shows much easier. And of course, you can find links to pages showing concert events around the world and much more besides. That's www.hotpipes.eu. I'll be back next time with music from 1939, the last in this series of music from the 1930s. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.